The Olympics start on Friday, Wispy, the opening ceremony. We'll discuss what might happen there. And then on in earnest, there are some new Olympic sports we need to get across as sports broadcasters, but more importantly for our listeners, they need to be across it so they can sit on their lounge in their lounge room and just start talking to their partner, go, yeah, nice climb, yeah, nice. Good manoeuvre. So to that end, sports climbing is making its debut at the Tokyo Games. Karate, skateboarding and surfing are among the new Olympic sports. Now, I know you know a lot about most sports, but I don't think you're absolutely across everything to do with sports climbing. So Will Hammersler is a coach of one of our Australian Olympians, and he has been good enough to join us. G'day, Will.
Good morning, Gary and Tim. How are you two?
We're going really well. We're excited about the Olympics. We're trying to work out where we're going to have our best success. Are we a chance in sport climbing? And before we get to that, I guess, what is sport climbing?
That's a good question. It's a pretty new sport for us in the Olympics as well. It comprises of three different disciplines. So the first one is speed, which is just a race to the top.
Right.
The second one is bouldering, which is problem solving. And then the third one is lead climbing, which is basically how high you get.
Okay. So these are those walls that have got the different sort of holds and stuff like that that we see in various indoor venues, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. We have people called route setters, and they are the ones that put the holds on the wall to challenge the climbers and the athletes.
Okay, Will, so everybody competes again on the same wall, yes?
Yes, that's right, yep.
Okay, and the problem-solving component then, is that based on a timing?
Yeah, so the first discipline is speed, so it's actually all the same. So the two athletes race to the top on identical walls.
Yep.
The second discipline, bouldering, that's where the problem-solving is, and they actually have 5 minutes to try and solve that physical problem, starting at the designated start and finishing where the route setters have told them to finish. And then the last one is difficulty or lead, and that's how high you get. And the climbers have never seen that climb before, ever.
Oh.
So they have to problem solve on the go as they climb and get tired and see how high they get.
And then, so that's the three disciplines, and then their combined score will place them in medal contention. Is that how I'm reading this?
That is correct. That's right. So you have to be good across all three. And hopefully rank really well so that you're in a chance for the podium. And
what sort of equipment do you get, Will?
So the speed climb is actually done using what's called an auto belay. So it's an automatic rope that travels with the climber as they climb up because the wall is 15 meters tall. Bouldering is just yourself and your shoes and some chalk on your hands.
Right.
And there's foam pads down the bottom. The walls are only about 5 meters tall.
Okay.
And then the lead climbing, you're attached to a rope that you carry with you as you climb, and someone's standing at the bottom holding onto the other end of that rope. And you climb up and clip into things called quick draws that keep you safe at each point along that climb.
Okay. No Sherpas allowed, Will?
No Sherpas allowed. No, you've got to do this all by yourself.
Now, you are the coach of 18-year-old Oceana McKenzie, and she'll be heading to Japan later next week?
Yes, that's right. We head out on the 26th. It's a very, very exciting time for us.
And so tell us, for an 18-year-old, how do they get into the sport of rock climbing, and how do they progress to the point where you represent Australia?
Well, look, that's a good question. I think it's like any sport. You've got to have a lot of talent, a lot of hard work, and have been doing it for a really long time. I think Osh started climbing when she was, 8 years, maybe 9 years old. So she's already been climbing for nearly 10 years and has, put a lot of hours into it. So,
how difficult was the selection process then? We're sending two athletes away, Oceana and also Tom O'Halloran. He's our other competitor. How competitive was it for those that went through the process to be selected?
Exceptionally difficult. We had combined nationals in Sydney. So not only, of course, the nation has been suffering with COVID, So travel and training has been really challenging, but then also all the athletes have been vying for those two spots. So the competition was fierce.
How many countries will compete, Will?
Well, that is a very good question. I'm not totally sure off the top of my head, but there's 20 athletes in the male and 20 athletes in the female.
And are we a medal chance?
I don't like to make predictions, but I guess what I'm going to say is that Osh and Tom are in amazing form, and they've both shown that they can be real competitors internationally. Particularly Osh, she's got a little bit of international experience, so I'm pretty excited to see what's going to happen, and hopefully they can have a really good day, and we might see an Australian standing on a podium.
Hey, Will, I detect a little bit of an accent there. Did we recruit you to Australia to be our national coach?
No, I've been here for a while. I just can't get rid of my American accent, unfortunately.
Are you a climber as well?
I am indeed. I've been climbing for about 20 years. So,
are you a freestyle climber, or do you get out on the mountain style?
Look, I've done a little bit of outdoor climbing. These days, with the way that the industry is going, I climb mostly indoors. We're seeing, the indoor climbing industry is exploding at the moment, which is so exciting for us. But I mostly climb indoors. My job is I'm a professional route setter, so I'm the person that creates those climbs that puts me in a pretty good place to be a good climbing coach.
Well, Gary and I wanted to go climbing this weekend at an indoor centre somewhere. Where would be the best place for us to start?
Well, there's a lot of amazing indoor climbing centres around Australia, so it depends what city you're in.
Melbourne, we're in Melbourne at the moment.
Melbourne?
Yep.
Well, look, I climb mostly at a place called Urban Climb in Collingwood. Mm-hmm. But if you're down in Port Melbourne, there's another great place, Blockhouse, and of course, a few other gyms in Brunswick. I mean, there's so many places you can go.
I'm more of a outside.
Right.
Gary has a buckled rib. Would that inhibit him in any way, Will?
A buckled rib?
Yes. Oh, it's a long story. Well, it's painful, Will. We won't go into it now. It's for another day. Hopefully we can talk post-Olympics with a couple of medals around the necks of both Oceana and Tom. But very interesting chat.
Yes.
We're going to watch the sport of rock climbing very, very carefully throughout the Olympics. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Will.
No worries. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Will. That's Will Hammersler. And I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there that are now set.
Super informed.
For the rock climbing. There's an article in here on the Washington Post that I'm reading, Wisp. Mm-hmm. And these are not your old, your kiddie's birthday job where there's a couple of handholds.
Oh, no.
These are some weird shapes that are hard to get a handle,
And you almost got to twist yourself inside out to actually get a grip on some of these.
I think this could be a big winner. I know there are some people out there suggesting that this is not a big sport, but I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. This is going to be a cliffhanger.
Which... Is this sort of a...
Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that.
Oh, well, give me some credit.
Okay, no, that's great. I was just thinking about, is this...
Jeez, you're a funny one. I've got to bend over backwards
Is this Sid Richo's wheelhouse, the calling?
Yeah, have to be.
Yes?
Well, I would think so. I could see him.
Can you think of any other of the Channel 7 commentators that would be better suited to this?
Jeff Farmer used to climb high. Could send the wizard over.
Maybe we should have sent BT over there to Tokyo.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You would have loved that.
Look at him go.